Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I'd like to talk about type 2 diabetes and the prevention of this chronic disease. Now, 1 in 3 is an important stat to remember. That's the likelihood of a person developing type 2 diabetes if they were born after the year 2000. Wow, that's a lot of potential cases of type 2 diabetes. And this is partly because of the obesity problem. More of our young people are getting heavier, especially in the midsection, and that's where the diabetes risk lies. Now, if a person develops type 2 diabetes before the age of 30, in other words, they're young when they develop this chronic disease, their risk of having a heart attack is very, very high. So the message here is that we all need to work on the prevention of diabetes, but especially our young folks. Now, there's some recent research that's linking a couple nutrition areas with prevention of diabetes, and so I thought this might be a great opportunity to discuss them. And one has to do with high fructose corn syrup. Now, I know this rings a bell for all of you because this is a very, very common sweetener used by the food industry. It's inexpensive. It's versatile. It's used very well in a lot of different food items to sweeten. But it has been linked to insulin resistance. That means the body cannot use the hormone insulin, and that increases diabetes risk. It has also been linked to increased obesity in the stomach or the tummy region. And again, that increases type 2 diabetes risk. So this might be worth taking a look at your diet and intake of high fructose corn syrup. And I would look at the big areas of your diet that have high fructose corn syrup. For example, if you drink sodas with that in it, if you drink fruit drinks or beverages that have high fructose corn syrup and you drink them on a regular basis, that's the source that you want to take a look at and see if you could change it. Now, there's a little high fructose corn syrup added into things like condiments, like salad dressings and ketchup. I would not worry about those. That's a little tiny dose of high fructose corn syrup. But look at the big sources of it, which are probably sweet items that you either drink or some kind of desserts that you consume on a regular basis. The second area of research that's looking kind of interesting is that with the mineral magnesium. And it seems that an increased intake of magnesium through the diet may offer some protection against developing type 2 diabetes. So this is kind of cool too, because it means upping your intake of certain foods that are great in magnesium. All right, so top of the list, almonds and pumpkin seeds. So how easy would it be to have a handful of almonds and pumpkin seeds in the afternoon for a snack? Other good sources of magnesium are two vegetables. One is not exactly a favorite of a lot of folks, and that's lima beans. And the other is spinach, which is kind of popular right now, both cooked and especially raw, like baby spinach in a salad. So think about having lima beans and spinach a bit more often in your diet. Garbanzo beans or chickpeas are also high in magnesium, and those are so versatile because you'll get that in hummus, but you'll also have them perhaps on a salad bar where you add chickpeas to your big toss salad, and you can add them to your soups and stews. And then barley is a grain that's very good in magnesium. This is an underutilized grain, but it's wonderful to cook in either chicken broth, vegetable broth, or water. And serve it as a side dish as you would serve rice. It puffs up like rice. And then you can also cook a batch of it and use it in other dishes. For example, in stuffed pepper shells, to put it into casseroles, to put it into your meatloaf. You can have your meatloaf in a layer of cooked barley right smack in the middle, which is kind of neat. And you can also add it dry to soups. And it's just a wonderful thickener with a very mild flavor for your soups. And then the final source of magnesium that I want to mention is fish. Specifically, halibut is the highest source of magnesium. So it is, I think, a fish that not too many people have on a regular basis, but all the fish markets have it, and it would be very easy to include it maybe once a week. diabetes does not hurt you initially, and you can't always tell that you have it. So it's really important, no matter your age, to have a glucose check by your physician at least once a year. If it's a slightly high, your physician's going to want you to have you in more often to have it checked. The numbers need to be between 70 and 99 for fasting blood glucose. And if you have two different readings that are between 100 and 125, it means that you have prediabetes and you are certainly at risk of developing type 2 diabetes within the next 5 years. So it is very possible to prevent diabetes, even if it runs in your family. You want to have a very healthy, unrefined diet with minimal amount of high fructose corn syrup. You want to have wonderful servings of fruits, veggies, and grains, and you will get magnesium through those. Get in some daily exercise, and as you get older, you want to stay lean and trim, especially in the tummy. Be proactive. If you have any questions about diabetes, prevention of diabetes, and some of our classes, you can give a call to Martha Jefferson's Health Connection. The nurses there are extremely helpful. Their number is 434-654-7009. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it all.